Welcome home. Listen. Stop. Stay exactly where you are. Don't come near me. No. Don't undo your tie. Just take off your shoes. Unbuckle your belt. Now. What do you mean, what's got into me? I was on the laptop earlier and I came across some sites you've been looking at. Oh yes. And here I thought you liked telling me what to do, when all along you've been craving for me to top you. No speaking. You don't do a thing unless I tell you. Unzip your pants. Good boy. Slide your hand into your underwear. Grip yourself. Tell me, how does it feel? You've barely even started, and look how hard you already are. Just from a few simple commands from me. Now, strip everything slowly. You are beautiful. I love your body. Now, lie on the bed. Good boy. So, do you like my dress? How about if I unzip it? Slide it over my shoulders, down my body, to the floor. And my underwear, black lace, classic. You want me to take it off? Oh no, hands by your side. You're not allowed to touch me or yourself. You think I'm playing? That I'm not serious? Put your hands above your head now. Straddle your hips. And slowly move my hands along your chest, down your stomach, and cross your hips. And just slowly grind myself against you. Does that feel good? Don't move those hands. If you move your hands, I will stop immediately. I've been wet ever since I saw those sights that you've been looking at and imagining having you beneath me doing exactly what I tell you to do. What do you mean? Why did I stop? You moved your hands, and I told you what would happen. Put them back above your head now. You're twitching beneath me already. I can feel you getting harder. What's causing that? Is it watching me trail my hands across my shoulders, down my chest? Grabbing my breasts, running them down my stomach. My hips circling against you. Or is it the authority in my voice? Who would have thought you'd get so turned on just by giving up control? You're not listening to me. And now there are consequences. Put your hands up. Now, grab the headboard. I'm just gonna take your tie and tie your hands to the headboard. That should keep you still. Now, you are not to move. You are not to speak. You are to lie here and let me take exactly what I want from you. Do exactly what I want with your body. And right now, after the day that I've had, and after a little bit of research into those sides, I want to rock my hips into you. I want to feel your cock growing harder and harder against me. I want to rub my clit against you just there. Stop bucking your hips. I said stop bucking your hips now. This is not about what you want right now. This is about what I want. And I need to. And I know you want to make me happy. You want to make me come, don't you? You want to make me happy. Good. But you've not followed instructions. So I'm not sure if you should be allowed to come too. In fact, I don't think you should even be allowed to watch. I think the only part of me you deserve to see is my back. I said no talking. Now, I'm just going to turn around and ride your hips. Slowly grind my clit against the base of your cock. I can feel you twitching. Do not move your hips. So much pre-cum dripping out the top of your cock. If only you'd followed instructions. Maybe I would have lowered myself on top of your cock instead of just grinding against. Don't move your hips. I just want to rub myself against you. Make myself come against your cock. Don't you dare. I'm gonna come. Base of your cock throbbing against my clit. Now, you lie there, and I'm going to have a shower and clean myself up, because I'm going to enjoy knowing that you can't move until I untie you. And if you're good, when I get out, I might clean you up with my mouth, because I have made quite a mess.